This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Ooh,
inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark.
Yeah!
Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Chris Ranji, Amy Mark scores with you, and we've continued to discuss the tornado that hit St. Louis back in May and the recovery efforts, which are going to take a long, long time. It will be years in the making. And what we do know is that there are people who have lost their homes. Either the homes are completely unlivable or work needs to be done. It's overwhelming. And where do you begin? Well, we're joined now by Dylan Mosier, the zoning plan examiner for the St. Louis Building Division. And they've got a new program, Ask an Architect, which provides free in-person consultations with licensed architects from the St. Louis chapter of the American Institute of Architects. They're available to help residents understand the damage that was done to their home and plan the next steps, which is a huge undertaking. So, Dylan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
The beginning of Ask an Architect, the Ask an Architect program, how did that start? Did it exist at all before the tornado, or was it created afterwards?
No, it's completely a response to the May 16th tornado. It was created, I mean, fully hats off to the St. Louis chapter of the American Institute of Architects, the AIA. It's really product of them kind of immediately after, you know, May 16th, mm-hmm. just saying, what can we do to help out? Where can we fit in the ecosystem of people who are trying to be a part of the solution? The building division has architects on staff who happen to be members of the AIA. So mm-hmm. all the great things that you see built around the city and whatnot, you know, these things are designed by architects and constructed by contractors, but also there are folks who sit, you know, just down the street in City Hall who review these items, and they're licensed architects as well. So a couple of the members of our staff are AIA members. So pretty shortly after, probably week one post-tornado, I caught wind by talking to my colleague, San Smith. Hi, San, that the AIA had formed a task force to just try to figure out what the heck can we do. They were meeting once a week. I immediately said, hey, San, I'd love to be a part of that meeting. My title is actually the deputy commissioner of the building division. That's an old title, but
oh, okay.
So I'm more than just zoning. So
yeah.
I have that sort of thing, leadership level. So that, you know, that just to kind of level set that. But, we were sitting down, we were meeting with the AIA trying to figure out, you know, what can the AIA do? You know, one thing that they can provide is their expertise, and people just don't know what to do, you know, after having their house possibly devastated or mm-hmm. damaged by that tornado. So it quickly was just a conversation that was, hey, they can provide expertise. The building division in City Hall can provide a venue for that expertise to be shared and whatnot.
Yeah.
So what can we do right here, right now? We can put an expert at a table, and we can invite somebody from the public to sit down at that table and just have a conversation. We can do that right here, right now, free of charge.
There was a, you know, there was a story about this in Fox 2, which is how we learned about it. I think it was the first time we had heard about it. Mm-hmm. And in the story, they had interviewed an architect who, and I'm not trying to make light of this, but I just moved to a new place. And just the act of unpacking to me is overwhelming. I don't feel like, I don't know where to start.
Sure.
And you, and if you had your home destroyed or partially destroyed, which is a, which is an awful thing, a traumatic thing to have happen to you, you have to feel like you don't even, like you don't know what to do first.
Absolutely.
So how much does a program like this help?
We're finding it's still in its infancy. Mm-hmm. So we just wrapped up week two of it. I'm about to have meetings to kind of evaluate how we've done so far. But the feedback that I've gotten from the public, people who had an opportunity to sit down with these volunteer architects, it seems that it's helping them a lot. They're coming in with a lot of questions. What the heck do I do? Can I live in this house? Is this damage? How severe is this damage? I mean, we can all look at a crack in a wall or a hole in a roof and kind of see that that's a problem. How big of a problem is that? So I think it's helping people greatly to sort of understand the extent of that problem and what the rebuilding might look like.
So as you mentioned, that you're able to talk with these people at City Hall, mm-hmm. and you'll have a table where they can sit down. I guess, are they bringing pictures of their homes? Yeah. Are they bringing assessments that the city's already done? How does that work? Because I know if I had damage done to my home, I wouldn't know if the roof is blown off. Well, certainly you can see that, but sometimes severe damage isn't even as visible. So how do they know how damaged their homes are?
Any number of way. I mean, every single individual, every single building that has been affected by the tornado, I mean, is its own unique story. Mm-hmm. We encourage people certainly to bring photos of the damage that they've taken, that other folks have taken. Everybody's on a different track to recovery. So some are insured, some are not insured. Some have maybe had a contractor reach out to them, or they've reached out to a contractor. So we just bring everything. Really, nothing's off the table as far as the conversation that folks are able to have with these volunteer architects. So, you know, we encourage people to bring as much information to talk about what their recovery looks like as possible.
What about if someone who had like an insurance, a claims adjuster, look at their home, assess the damage? Mm-hmm. Can they come to you guys and say, hey, does this seem fair for the amount of money they're offering? Are they lowballing us? Because I know that's a big concern, too, that an insurance company, if you are insured, may say, it'll cost $20,000, but we all know it's going to cost more than that.
I mean, you know, these volunteer architects, they're design professionals, okay. You know, so they might not know what the unit cost for a piece of lumber is right now, or a okay. piece of drywall is right now, or that sort of thing. I mean, I don't know that that's really the lane that we're trying to go down, and that's not necessarily the service that they're providing, but they are providing the expertise on how do you build that? You know, there's, you know, certainly the money piece is a whole nother aspect, but they provide the design expertise. So they certainly can tell you, they can give you a sense, mm-hmm. you know, of what that design sort of scope might look like, or that repair scope might look like. But no, I mean, you know,
The insurance side is a different side.
It's just
yeah.
really hard. I mean, you know, and that's just, yeah, my heart goes out to everybody who has to deal with this. I mean, you're already dealing with a broken home, and then, you know, how to figure it out to fix it is just so
navigating insurance to all just everything.
Yeah. I mean, I hate navigating insurance on a personal level
right.
of any capacity, whether it's just my broken cell phone. So
of course,
yeah. I can only imagine if it was my, you know, yeah.
Yeah, so this is open to homeowners, renters alike. So it does not matter if you own the house or if you're just
yeah.
renting from somebody else.
If you're a contractor and you've got questions, come on down. You know, if you're a homeowner, certainly come on down. You know, if you've got a hole in your roof, come on down. If you've got a, you know, down section of your fencing, which is relatively minor in the grand scheme of how bad some folks have been impacted mm-hmm. by this thing, come on down. We welcome everybody. We can certainly have a conversation. That's an easy thing that we can provide right now.
And you do not have to have an appointment to come in. Right now, Mondays and Wednesdays from noon to 3 at City Hall.
Room 425.
Room 425, yeah. So that's from 12 to 3 Mondays and Wednesdays. You can just drop by. If people have questions, is there a number they can call? Did talk to somebody that you could just at least steer them in the right direction if they have a very specific question?
Yeah, I mean, it's an in-person clinic for sure. As I alluded to kind of in the beginning of this, you know, we have licensed architects on our staff. You know, a big thing that I thought was a major win is that, you know, our folks are busy designing things and what, or not designing things, but reviewing the design of building permits and stuff. So they have a, they certainly have a day job. We take phone calls by all means, you know, and so, I mean, folks can call our plan exam office if they cannot make it down to City Hall or be in person. They can call 314-622-3332 and ask to talk to one of the plan exam staff. We got Terry, we got Dave, we got Sansan. They're all great at what they do. And they can answer questions if somebody simply can't make it to City Hall. But it is, unfortunately, right now, it's a drop-in clinic in person.
314-622-3332 is the number?
Correct.
And as you mentioned, the drop-in hours, Mondays and Wednesdays, 12 to 3. Want to get that, keep getting the information out there. But even something as confusing as like permits, what permits do you need? Everything is such a tedious process. The architects can help with that to make sure at least your T's are crossed and I's are dotted with the different types of permits you'll need.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a lot to ask somebody to know, like, when do I need a permit? Yeah. This red tape of City Hall, that type of thing. I mean, that's the great thing about the building division and the AIA kind of being arm in arm in this partnership is, you know, we, of course, require permits for safety reasons. You know, that's the whole bread and butter of why, you know, a permit is required in the begin with. So, I mean, you know, we're there together. If they can't answer that question, the building division can answer that question. Our architects are sitting right down in the same room as these volunteer architects during these drop-in clinics on Mondays and Wednesdays. That is definitely a big question that we are getting. Do I need a permit?
Yeah.
What's the last thing as we say goodbye here that you want people to know, something we have not covered yet that you think is important?
Just that this is a free service. This is something that folks can do right now. If you are in the dark, please come on down. We're not turning anyone away. There's no special criteria. If you've got curiosities and you think talking with a design professional can help you out, then we want you to come on down and these folks want to talk to you. And I do want to just say thank you so much to the AIA, Melissa, Evan, Patrick, all the volunteers. Really appreciate y'all.
Dylan Mosier, again, the new title?
Deputy Commissioner of Buildings.
Deputy Commissioner of Buildings.
It's just not zoning, you know. Yeah. So, yeah, anyway.
We don't know the difference anyway. So whatever you say is zoning, building, I don't know.
Well, zoning is bigger than anything Deputy Commissioner. I'm like, oh, wow.
Dylan, thank you for what you're doing, and we appreciate you coming by. Thanks
for the time. Appreciate it.
That's Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ranj, I know we were texting about this last night, and then my phone started blowing up from friends. The St. Louis Blues with a pretty big broadcast announcement yesterday. After 20 years in the booth, play-by-play announcer on the TV side of things, John Kelly will not be returning to the booth for the upcoming season. In fact, the Blues, who are on FanDuel Sports Network Midwest, are moving to a simulcast, meaning that Chris Kerber and Joey Vitale, who do the radio broadcast for the games, will be moving to the television booth and call on FanDuel Sports Network Midwest, and that broadcast will be broadcast simulcast over the radio. So it's a dual television radio broadcast. So there will only be one broadcast team, and that will be Chris Kerber and Joey Vitale. Jamie Rivers will stay on as an analyst. It says Alexa Datt is ending her 4-year stint as the Blues analyst. She was on FanDuel Sports Network Midwest, of course, Bally's before that. So a lot of changes. And I know change is always hard, and people love Chris Kerber, but they also love John Kelly. And the comment section has been on fire for sure since the Blues made this announcement. And I did not realize that the Dallas Stars, the Buffalo Sabres, and maybe a couple other, but I definitely know the Dallas Stars and the Buffalo Sabres do the simulcast, where they have both the television broadcast is the radio broadcast.
I don't know the financial situation. I do know hockey teams, NHL is the least lucrative of all of the four major sports.
By a lot.
And so I know this is not entirely unusual, like you mentioned. I don't think it's just unique to the NHL either. I am pretty sure that other teams in other leagues do this. Not very many. There aren't very many. First of all, NFL is different because there's no local TV broadcast. So that doesn't, you know, that part doesn't matter. But I think there's a baseball team or two that might do it.
And
there might be.
The thing is, which I know everybody knows, and you know this, you know, but when you are calling a hockey game for television, you know that the people watching have their eyes on the screen. They can see what corner the puck goes in. They can see the score on the bottom of the screen at all times. So you have you call the game differently. You give the information differently, usually a lot less information than on the radio broadcast where you are the eyes for the listener. So you are describing in much more detail the play on the ice, which corner the puck's going into, you know, which side of the boards that the puck hits. And then you're also mentioning the score a lot. So my guess is it will be a bit less descriptive. It would have to be, right? Maybe the radio broadcast would sound a little bit different.
Maybe slightly less. I think it's a very difficult thing to do to balance that, because with any professional sport, that's true. You do, if on TV, you do talk less. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason for that. Like you mentioned, people who are watching, they can see it. They can see what's going on. They can see the score. They can see the clock. They know what, you know, this goes for any sport, right? So I do think that it will probably be not as, just from that perspective, not that Chris Kerber isn't a really good play-by-play guy, because he is. It's just that I think it will suffer a little bit as a result of it. So from that perspective, I'm not a huge fan of the idea of having one broadcast team for both television and radio. That's just in general. It doesn't matter how good the play-by-play person and the broadcast team is. It's just I just like there being separate broadcasts. Well, and maybe that's an obsolete idea. I don't know. Maybe teams could get away with simulcasting. I hope that isn't how the future goes. Maybe for teams that need to do it financially, fine. But this is very clearly a cost-cutting move.
Yeah.
And I don't know their finances. I don't know how necessary it was to do this. I don't think it's the best setup, but I think it can still be okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know because I don't think I've ever listened to a simulcast. I will say, I think the only time I've heard sometimes with weather, when we go into storm mode, we have our partner Fox 2 and we jump into the television simulcast.
Right, right. Yeah.
I know with CBS Nightly News back when it was like Nora O'Donnell, right? It would be Nora O'Donnell on our radio
because
we would do the simulcast.
Yeah, if we would have a major event, national or international, that we needed to go to, we'll go to CBS News. And that feed is usually what you see on television.
Yeah. And so, I mean, as you mentioned, Chris Kerber, Joey Vitale do such a great job. You know, they're so St. Louis. They get it. I forgot that Chris Kerber has been here with the Blues for 25 years.
Yeah, it's a long time.
25 years.
Yeah.
And, of course, Joey Vitale, a St. Louis boy. I mean, he's hilarious and has so much personality, played NHL hockey. Most people don't know he was traded for Pavel Datsyuk.
Oh.
There you go. Towards the end of his career. But in case you are wondering, again, the television side of things will still include Bernie Federko, as I mentioned, Jamie Rivers, Andy Strickland, Scott Warman, and guess who's stepping up on the TV side of things? Chris Pronger.
Is he?
He's going to be involved in the broadcasts. So that's a pretty strong crew, television, on the television analyst side of things for pre and post game.
No, the crew is strong.
It's awesome.
There's just like I said, I don't know if this is an idea that is, maybe it's not necessary to have two different broadcast teams. I just grew up with different broadcast teams and started really paying attention to how play-by-play is done. And I like the idea of having two different feels. Like you've got the feel of the radio, which is way more descriptive. And then you have the feel of television, which is just kind of like filling in gaps. I like that difference. I enjoy it. I hope it doesn't go away fully in sports. If that does happen across the board, I don't think it'll be anytime soon. I'm just hoping it doesn't become that someday.
And NHL, as you mentioned, it is the lowest revenue of the four major sports by far. I mean, it's not even close. And every hockey fan knows that. And I think for better and for worse, right? We always, for years, hockey players have been known for being approachable, friendly, farm boys, that type of thing, right? And I just think hockey knows it doesn't bring in the revenue that baseball does. I wonder if this is confined to hockey or if basketball obviously huge revenue, but does basketball, because it's also a quick paced game, does that eventually do the simulcast? Baseball would have to be the last, right?
I would think so.
Baseball is so storied.
You could
baseball
not
on the radio.
Yeah. It's not just that. It's that you couldn't have a similar broadcast on TV to radio.
Yeah.
Because on radio, there's a lot of gaps in play, but not as much as there used to be. But you would have to be, you have to be way more descriptive.
So
this is, I think, also highlights, as we say, we're about to welcome in Sean Malone in a moment, but and announcers are very important when it comes to television broadcasts. You know, they've tried experiments in the past where they will just have a completely announcerless game and you can see all the visuals,
really?
The broadcast exactly the same, and people don't like it. They've studied this with people. Mm-hmm. So the announcers are very important. So this will be a new era of Blues hockey. Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji, Sean Malone from the KMOX newsroom will join us next. Got a lot going on in this city. A lot. Maybe he knows something about the sheriff and my Save My Sheriff campaign, Alfred Montgomery. We'll find out more with Sean next on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk to my beau. It's Sean Malone from the KMOX newsroom. He's with us now. Sean, who is right now at a firehouse because Eric Schmidt and Governor Kehoe, there's a bill signing. We're not talking about that, though, right?
Yeah, I thought we'd talk about your sheriff.
My sheriff.
That's
everyone's
right.
Favorite
there we
sheriff. Go. Your
well,
sheriff.
Because he has amended the campaign, Chris Ronji, who loves St. Louis City Sheriff Alfred Montgomery.
Love the guy.
Who does nothing but stay in hot water all the time, every day. So Ronj has the Save My Sheriff campaign.
I love this guy.
The SMS campaign.
We need personalities like Alfred Montgomery.
And we want to get an update, Sean, on Sheriff Alfred Montgomery, but we realized we never played the odometer game with you.
Yes.
Which is, again, Sheriff Alfred Montgomery, who is over budget in everything that he does with his new badges and new golf carts. The Board of Aldermen said, don't buy the golf carts. He said, well, I already bought them. Then he bought himself a shiny new Tahoe. Mm-hmm. How old or how many miles were on his old car, his that old was, sheriff's car?
Now, that was the question that I had of you, Sean, and you went and did a little digging. Because
yeah,
the question was,
the
did they
of the driver behind the vehicle? I went to Sheriff Vernon Betts.
Yeah. So did they really need to replace the Tahoe, the vehicle? That was the question. So do we play? We want to take a guess how many miles, Amy?
Yes. So the sheriff's job is to go back and forth between the courts and the city jail which is across the street.
Mm-hmm.
So
now, I do want to jump in and let you know it's a take-home vehicle as well. So this is more than just the, you know, the vehicle. Like, we have the station vehicles here that I use to get to the fire department right now. This is a little different than that.
Okay, no, that's good to know, because I was going to guess 57 miles.
So, well, no. We, okay, that's your guess is 57.
No, now that it's a take-home, 21,000.
2018 vehicle.
14,000 miles.
I'm going to say it was 22,000 miles.
Okay, so we could combine the mileage you two have, and it still would be coming up quite short from what I was told. It was 68,000 miles that was on it. So not quite as low as where you guys had it, but still
low.
Not
That's
enough
pretty,
where, yeah.
You don't need
a
to
lot of people would be happy to have a car that has 68,000 miles on it.
When cars were short and they were difficult to find, I traded in a vehicle a few years ago. A couple of years ago. And they had on the floor of their dealership a car that had like 400,000 miles, and they were like proud of it.
Wait.
And it was 68,000 miles on this car, and he thought he had to replace that thing?
Yep. And again, especially in the context of a budget crunch that's going on with the department as well.
A budget crunch, and literally, I guess he does drive it home, but his job is to walk back and forth across the street or drive this across the street. My car has 130,000 miles on it, and it's great. It's a 2017, so it's 1 year's older, 1 year older, and it has 130,000. So this guy got a new car with 68,000 miles on it.
Yep. Well, no, the old car had 68,000. That's what he replaced. Yes.
You know what, though? Now that I think about it, why doesn't he deserve to drive in a little luxury?
Well, at that point, why stop at a Chevy Tahoe? You know, see if you can find a Rolls-Royce dealership or something.
No. So, Sean, today the Board of Aldermen was looking at a bill to clarify the St. Louis Sheriff's duties, because the sheriff declared himself the top law enforcement officer in the city, which is insane considering he doesn't have the authority to arrest anyone.
He can arrest me anytime.
Well, hello.
Hello,
this
sheriff.
Campaign's getting weirder by the week.
It is. Sean's just going to hang up. So I just think it's so bizarre that there has to be this bill to clarify, no, the sheriff can't arrest people. No, the sheriff is not the top law enforcement official. But did this bill stall, or did they move forward with it?
It did stall in committee. No vote was held on the bill because there's an amendment, which in the context of the Chevy Tahoe will be quite important, to the bill that would basically any purchase made by the department would go through the comptroller's office to receive approval to make sure that it's practical and necessary. So, for example, the question here of do you need a new Chevy Tahoe when the previous Chevy, the old one wasn't a Tahoe, it was something else, but it had 68,000 miles from what Vernon Betts remembers. Is that really necessary to replace at this time, or is that something that maybe can wait a little bit further down the road? So that was not approved by the Public Safety Committee. I think there was some confusion with this being, you know, a county elected position, and the city oversees some of their budget, but not all of it. Does the city do this with any other departments? So Alderman Matt Devoti said he wants to kind of take a step back, work on that, because he does think it's an important piece of this legislation, that oversight from the comptroller's office. Work on that amendment during the summer recess, which starts now, goes until September. And then in September, come back and, you know, see if they can get it across the finish line with that amendment on it. But it's not a do or die with this amendment. He's told me he would move forward without this amendment to the bill.
Now, as for Attorney General Bailey's trial, or the trial date, it has been set, and that's going to happen in November, correct?
Correct, November 10th. And during that time, until November 10th, Sheriff Alfred Montgomery will remain the sheriff of St. Louis City. If you recall, Attorney General Bailey said he wants to, and he didn't try to do this with Kim Gardner, he wanted to remove Alfred Montgomery as the sheriff pending adjudication, meaning that he'd be put on leave until that trial. And if the trial determines, no, you're not getting removed from office, you could stay, then he would just go back to being the sheriff. Essentially, that was denied, and so now he will continue to be the sheriff up to this trial.
So Andrew Bailey's filing, it includes these six counts, violated Missouri's constitutional prohibition against nepotism by hiring his half-brother, unlawfully detained a deputy commissioner of St. Louis City Justice Center, unlawfully arrested a licensed private security guard, failed to transport prisoners for medical treatment, misused public resources to pick up his children from school, and failed to manage the finances of the office responsibly. So it is those six counts, and that's what this trial in November will be about.
And in this trial, if Attorney General Andrew Bailey gets a victory on one of those counts, that's the ball game. He doesn't need to get all six or a majority of them.
Okay.
If one of those six counts is found to be true, then Sheriff Montgomery will be removed as the sheriff of St. Louis City.
I got a lot of defense to get to work on here.
And Sean, isn't it, did I hear on KMOX that Sheriff Alfred Montgomery's defense against the nepotism charge is that the guy he hired, who he said was his half-brother, doesn't have a last name, so he can't prove it's his half-brother?
Not exactly. So the man who's the alleged half-brother of Sheriff Montgomery, to try to prove that the attorney general doesn't have anything, the legal team for Montgomery publicly distributed photocopies of birth certificates for both Alfred Montgomery and Malik Taylor, the man that's being accused of the half-brother that Montgomery hired on the first day of office. Again, Montgomery says they're not related. And on the birth certificate, it lists both parents for Alfred Montgomery, but it doesn't list the father for Malik Taylor. So I kind of asked, what do you think this proves? Because it doesn't necessarily vindicate that, you know, it shows four different sets of people, if you will, especially when they're allegedly related through their father. And the judge, former Judge David Mason, who is representing Sheriff Montgomery,
he says that it proves that.
I don't know if he's the one that said that.
I think he's the one who said his quote is, "Who's the daddy?"
I'd have to go back to my tape and listen to that. I'm disappointed myself for not including that in my story. But essentially, it doesn't really prove anything. So I asked him what he thinks this proves, and he says it proves that Andrew Bailey has no case. Well, I asked him if he's confident that Andrew Bailey has no other evidence, and he says, yeah, he's, you know, can't even think of what other evidence there might be.
Well, I do know this. Everybody has a last name. Even Prince had a last name.
It wasn't the last name. Is that the father's not listed on the birth certificate?
Yes. I'll say this about, you know, in terms of proof. Attorney General Andrew Bailey in his filing included a line that says that Montgomery instructed people within the department to cover up the fact that Taylor was his brother. So that's where I pose the question of, do you think there's any other evidence? Because if there's some kind of paper trail that maybe shows, hey, don't, you know, this person's my brother, don't mention that or something of that nature. If Bailey included that in the filing, I would think he would have something behind that. Montgomery's legal team is confident that they don't have anything. But come November 10th, we'll see what Andrew Bailey has.
Sean, for our listeners who are thinking of the sheriff, like Alfred Montgomery, and describing to him the authorities and duties of, Andy Griffith, I don't know, whoever the sheriff might be. Can you clarify that the sheriff is here in the city of St. Louis is not the top law enforcement official? He's not the police chief.
He is in my book.
He can't arrest people. What is his job again?
It really boils down to keeping the court safe and transporting the detainees from the jail when they need medical transportation. Now, that last part is up for debate. Sheriff Montgomery and his team are saying, no, there's nothing actually in the law that says that's what my job is required to do. The city is saying, well, you've always done it. That's part of the bill that Alderman Matt Devoti put forward that would write into law that that is part of the sheriff's responsibility. And in fact, when debating that bill in committee, Devoti brought back precedents from decades ago where a former sheriff actually asked the city for more funding. The city said, okay, we'll give you more funding, but you need to start transporting detainees from the jail when they need medical care. So that was kind of a, you know, part of the budget that's been baked in for decades now for the sheriff's department is because they agreed to transport detainees. So, you know, there's some debate as to whether or not that's part of the job responsibility of the St. Louis City Sheriff. But it's not like other cities where they have, you know, they're out arresting people or they're keeping the jail safe. That's the correctional officers in the city that keeps the jail safe.
Yeah, it feels like the sheriff wants to be more like the police chief, but he's really more like a glorified bailiff here in St. Louis.
I think that's a good way to describe it. You know, like you're the bailiff ahead in charge of all the other bailiffs in keeping the courts safe. Because, like you said, you know, they're not out doing patrols and making arrests and things like that. There's been some talk about whether or not they could do additional security at events and things of that nature. But that's not one of the core responsibilities of the sheriff's department. It's keeping the courts safe and transporting detainees. But again, that last part is up for debate.
All right. We appreciate you as always. Thank you so much, Sean Malone, at the firehouse. Mm-hmm. Which firehouse are you at?
The one on Jefferson, right across from NGA, actually, which is looking pretty nice. It's coming along pretty well.
Nice. All right. Senator Schmidt is there today, and you're covering that story. We appreciate you. Thank you.
No problem, guys. Anytime.
That is Sean Malone, KMOX reporter here. Look, man, I know this. I've got an uphill battle that
you
I
do.
Am fighting.
It's admirable.
To save my sheriff. Yeah. If you want to join the SMS campaign, feel free to reach out to me at 314-436-7900. We will save Sheriff Montgomery if it's the last and only thing I ever do.
Now, a look back at this week's Chris and Amy Show. Out of context.
And you have to go to an outhouse at 3 a.m.
No.
Because you got a little bit of the diarrhea.
If the gorilla is there, I will be there.
You can come to my house, but I don't guarantee that I won't shoot you.
Like a pee-pee doctor?
You steam your beans?
I have since become a much bigger butthole.
Because the brand of Superman is bigger than whatever sorry, saggy-ass brand that...
Saggy-ass brand?
Have you ever seen a moose in real life? Picture a moose in your head. Everybody do this right now.
Her dream is dead because she has arthritis.
Everything was arid. It felt like apocalyptic.
I love it.
Ugh, I do not.
I love it. Cylindric hotel. Is that the right word?
No.
Cylindrical?
Cylindrical.
You're always like really creepy hanging out at Chuck E. Cheese. You can't do that. You can't hang out at Chuck E. Cheese.
What an incredible invention plumbing is. Oh.
Does nobody know how to do anything? Does anybody know what's going on?
I wanted to kill this guy, but he was just doing his job. Yeah. He was doing a great job. Oh, I know what that last one's about. I remember this.
This out of context is terrifying because I don't remember saying any
of
these
things. I
remember
quite a few of those.
I love it.
Matt Pajeski every Friday at this time puts together out of the week out of context. So what do we have?
Amy, I'm going to start with you.
Okay.
I need you to provide some context for this remark you made the other day.
Right. And you have to go to an outhouse at 3 a.m.
No.
Because you got a little bit of the diarrhea. That was Chris Ranji singing the praises of modern plumbing and how that's the most important thing,
yes,
the best invention.
Well, was it when we were talking about poop crews?
I don't know.
We were talking about something about how bad it is to live back in the day without indoor plumbing.
Oh, okay. That'll give away all the technology we have now. For,
yeah.
Like if you could trade cell phones for plumbing.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. Plumbing, of course, you keep.
Obviously. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ranji, explain this.
I wanted to kill this guy.
Oh.
But he was just doing his job.
Yeah.
He was doing a great job.
Yeah,
he was the customer service guy for Spectrum.
Murder?
I wanted to. Was that it?
You wanted to commit
Spectrum.
Murder?
Because he wouldn't stop trying. I was trying to. You know, I said earlier this week I wasn't going to call him out.
No.
I called him out.
All so right. I did that when I had my issue, and for a week I didn't say it. And then on the Friday, the very last day, I go, I've had it with Spectrum.
I was trying to cancel. I moved to a new place, got some different service,
no.
And this person's like, well, I wish you would have called us first. I'm calling you now to tell you I want out. And then he kept trying to sell me more. Not only did he want me to keep my internet service, but he tried to give me cell service too. And I'm like, I'm good, bro.
Unbelievable.
That's what it was about, right?
You're correct.
Okay.
Amy, explain this.
Because the brand of Superman is bigger than whatever sorry, saggy-ass brand. That I was talking about. Greg Gutfeld, who said, Superman was woke. I haven't seen it. Right now, I did hear, like, Rotten Tomatoes. It's like 88% the critics love it and like 98% the public loves it. And I said, Superman's going to do just fine. People aren't going to not see it because Greg Gutfeld thinks it's woke because Superman, the brand, is bigger than saggy-ass Gutfeld.
Is that right?
That's correct.
Oh, okay.
No, it's the other saggy-ass comment you made.
Okay.
Yeah, that's correct.
Is that right? What kind of stupid
I don't remember.
Question?
What are you talking about Greg Gutfeld and calling him saggy-ass?
Well, I was trying
I know
to...
Too.
Because I don't know a lot of insults.
Okay.
I mean, I know some, but I was just trying to think of a unique one, and that's the one that came up.
You've really come out of your shell.
Ronji, provide some context to this.
If the gorilla is there, I will be there. Chuck E. Cheese.
That's right.
That's because the gorilla, animatronic gorilla in the band.
They're coming out with Chuck's Arcade, which is Chuck E. Cheese for adults. Some locations have food and drink. Some locations do not.
Because
no two locations are exactly alike. Yeah. What kind of business model is that?
I need to know. I need to have consistency.
Yeah.
I still don't think there's a gorilla in the band, though.
There's not.
There was.
That
at Showbiz.
Was Showbiz.
Okay, that's not Chuck E. Cheese, though.
I know. That's.
They were the same people.
When Charles Entertainment Cheese.
They had a falling out.
When Charles Entertainment Cheese purchased the Showbiz franchise, he eliminated the gorilla.
They had a falling out, and the guy who left Chuck E. Cheese went and started Showbiz. I'm pretty sure is what happened. Yeah.
Amy, this is the worst comment I've ever heard from you, but I need you to give some context to it.
You can come to my house, but I don't guarantee that I won't shoot you. Okay, I was a little worried, but I'm pretty sure that it had to do with the poop cruise and Carnival cruise, and on their tickets, how it says, we do not guarantee safe passage. We don't guarantee food and water. And I said, how is that legal? Because there are some of those risk liability waivers that you signed that are illegal because you can't. You can't tell someone that I don't promise that I won't attack you. And they go, well, he signed it. A reasonable person would know that's not a reasonable ask.
Because if you knew that was on the ticket, like, hey, we can't guarantee you'll make it safely to shore.
But
I'm not sure how many people would want to buy cruise tickets.
The food and drink thing. You're paying for food and drinks. I don't know how it's legal to have such a broad disclaimer.
Correct. A few more. Ranj, what is this?
Cylindric. Hotel, is that the right word?
No.
Cylindrical.
Cylindrical.
We were talking about the Millennium.
Yeah,
that's right.
Which is being torn down for a new entertainment district. Mm-hmm. And the teardown won't be finished for like a year, year and a half.
2 years.
So it's going to be a while before they even really get to work on the new district, which I am looking forward to.
Amy, back to you.
Have you ever seen a moose in real life? Picture a moose in your head. Well, because they're much, much bigger than you. You're wrong. Whatever you're picturing, you're wrong. Mooses are much bigger than that.
Well, yes, but why were we talking about it?
Ranj wants the weeds from the Millennium Hotel.
That's
you can
what it
see
is.
The weeds from Busch Stadium. And in my head, I picture like a 8-inch, 10-inch planter, you know, like a pot. And then you can put the weeds in there and he can put them in their home. But the thing is, if you can see those weeds from Busch Stadium, one, not only are they tall enough to be visible over the ledge of the roof, which may be 5 or 6 feet high, but then they're big enough to see from Busch Stadium, which leads me to believe that those
they're
weeds are
big.
10 to 14 feet tall.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to plant them out front and make it a tourist attraction in my neighborhood. People can come by and see them.
I love it.
That's all I got. You guys
they're
did.
Like trees.
We did it.
You guys were perfect today.
Look at us. We figured everything out. Look at our memories. Pretty good, huh?
I think this segment alone is going to delay brain decay for us.
Doing this segment's like a Sudoku puzzle. Or, you know, this entire show, really. Listening to us is like a crossword.
Well, a little bit cryptic, but when you get it, it's fun.
That's exactly right. Hey, we thank you for listening. We want you to come back Monday at 9 a.m. We'll be back here. Amy Marks-Kors and Chris Ranji. Whatever you missed, Odyssey app, get the podcast there. Or wherever you get your podcasts. You know, if it's on Apple, iTunes, what do they call it? Apple. I don't use it, so that. Wherever you get your podcasts, get it there. We appreciate you. We love you. Talk to you Monday at 9 o'clock. We thank all of our guests today. And we want you to stick around for the Gas House Gang. It'll be Mike Claiborne, Matt Pauly, and me. We'll also be joined at 12:30 by Polo Asensio. That is the Gas House Gang talking Cardinals next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.